After the death of Moses, and let's read it all together. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give you, give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all of the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be courageous, strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Let's pray together.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful morning. We get together to learn your words. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit opens our hearts, opens our minds to know you. We pray the Holy Spirit is being with us, leading us into your truth. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
There's a special mention in the Bible concerning in Deuteronomy chapter 3.
圣经说有一位巴山王噩, 他的床是铁的, 长九肘, 宽四肘。
King Og, king of Bashan, was the last of the Rephites. His bed was decorated with iron and was more than 9 cubits long and 4 cubits wide.
前几天我用我的肘量了一下 我们家的king size 床, 我们家的 king size 床是四肘半。
So a few days ago I measured my bed and the king size bed is 9 cubits long, right?
Four and a half cubits. 两个 king size 那么大, 一个什么样的巨人住在上面?
So, if the king Og was 9 cubits tall, then he's twice as long as my king size bed. So, must be a really huge giant.
当约书亚率领以色列人进入迦南地的时候, 他所面对的敌人正是这样的庞然大物, 迦南巨人。
So when Joshua was about to lead the Israelites into Canaanite land, he was fighting against these giants who were really huge.
神鼓励约书亚的话,你当刚强壮胆。
So God kept encouraging Joshua, be courageous and be strong and courageous.
圣经一开始就向我们显明了神在呼召约书亚,要求他带领以色列民去进入应许之地。
So God had promised Joshua that the Israelites would inherit the land.
神首先给了他一个命令, get ready to go. 紧接着神赐下三个应许, 又提出了两个要求。
So God told Joshua to go into the land of the go into the land, but there's three conditions. Two conditions, but also three commands associated with this.
表明了神的应许乃是一个有条件的应许，这个条件就是要遵守神的要求。
So there's a condition to a blessing from God, and that is to obey God's word.
我们先来看三个应许。第一个应许是得地，神要赐给以色列民迦南地。
So there's three promises, and the first promise is the promise of the land that God was going to give the Israelites.
在这圣经中两节经文中，神特别向约书亚指明了这应许之地的疆界。
So in verse 3 and 4, God told Joshua the boundary of the land that this was going to be given to the Israelites.
神这样行有一个特别重要的意义，就是要追念与神与他列祖所立的约。
So God was fulfilling the promise he actually gave to Joshua's ancestors.
当初神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，曾讲这块地只给亚伯拉罕看，那记载在创世纪的十三章。让我们一起来读这节经文。
Okay, so when God promised Abraham the land for the Canaanites, he did it in Genesis 13:17. So let's read that out together.
Go,
walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.
随后，神也特别讲这块地只给摩西看，记载在民数记31章34章。
God also talked about the promise of the land to Moses. And this is in a different passage in the Bible.
现在神也同样要指给约书亚看。我们一起来读这节经文。
Okay. And God also promised to Joshua the same land. So let's read it out together. I will give you every place where you go, you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
神与以色列列祖所立的约，昔日至今日永不改变。
So God's promise is eternal and it doesn't change.
上帝信守约的应许，这是约书亚记中一个重要的神学主题。So, 这个思想从第一章一直延续到第24章。
So there's a very important theology in this passage of Joshua.
我们来看第二个应许。
得胜的应许。Let's look at the second promise, the promise of victory.
神说，无一人在你面前站立。
God said, no one can stand before you.
这是一个不得了的应许。
This is
因为这样的应许是向约书亚表明，那为你征战的乃是耶和华你的神。
This is an amazing promise because this is saying that God is it's going to be the one fighting.
神是以色列军队的元帅，要为以色列人征战。
God is the general of the Israelite army. He will fight for the army.
得胜的应许是神帮助约书亚树立起领袖的地位，使以色列人看见神怎样与摩西同在，也要与耶稣亚同在。
God will also raise up Joshua to let them see that God is with Joshua as he was with Moses.
在约书亚记下面的经文里，神让约书亚遇见了以色列军队的元帅，神再次的向约书亚显明，神要做以色列军队的元帅，为选民以色列征战。
So God, the angel showed up to Joshua to let him know that God is going to be fighting for him.
下面我来看第三个应许，就是得主的同在。神说，我必与你同在，像我与摩西同在一样。
So the third promise is God promises his presence. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
神的同在是我们一切侍奉的基础，也是我们得胜的前提和保障。
So the promise of God's presence, it's a guarantee of our victory.
神在这里特别强调了与约书亚同在，正像当初与摩西同在一样。
So he emphasized that I will be with you as I was with Moses. He promises to Joshua.
神在向约书亚赐下三个应许的同时，也提出了两个要求。
As he made these three promises, God also set two conditions.
第一个要求，你当刚强壮胆。
The first condition is you need to be strong and courageous.
神在第一章前九节的经文中 三次鼓励约书亚，你当刚强壮胆。这说明刚强壮胆对于当时的约书亚和以色列民来说是一件非常重要的事。
God said this three times in the nine verses, so to emphasize how important it is for the Israelites to be strong and courageous.
回顾以色列人的历史，以色列人曾因为不够刚强壮胆，惧怕迦南巨人，因而受到神的处罚，在旷野漂流了四十年。
In the history of the Israelites, because they were not strong and courageous, they were afraid of the Canaanites. That's why they were wandering the wilderness for 40 years.
这次再次的走出旷野，他们面对的是同样的迦南巨人。神三次重申以当刚强壮胆的要求，鼓励选民以色列和约书亚坚定神的应许。
So this time the Israelites are going to face the same enemies again, and so God wanted to make sure that they will be strong and courageous this time to fulfill His promise.
不要像他们的先祖一样，因为惧怕敌人而得罪神。
So that they won't be afraid and actually bring shame to the nation of Israelites.
这是出征前第一重要的事。
So this is the first important condition for God's blessing.
第二个要求是律法书不可离开你的口。
The second condition is that they must be very careful to obey God's law.
神给约书亚指明了享受同神同在的路，这路就是在神的话里。
So God showed them exactly how to be in Him, which is to obey His commands.
这一次约书亚所领导的以色列民遵行了神的话语，因此他们得胜，进入了神的应许之地。
So Joshua taught the people they obeyed God's law, and that's how they were able to enter into the promised land.
下面我们总结一下这前九节的经文。这前九节的经文有一个主角，就是神。
So let's summarize verse 1 through 9. The most important character in this nine verses is actually God.
恩典的蒙召来自于赐应许的主，这是我们得胜的第一个确据。
So the first condition or proof of victory is in God's promise.
圣经在这里向我们阐明了一个道理。
So the Bible reveals an important truth.
选召你的神会为你负责。主选召你，你只要跟从，刚强壮胆，主会为你负责一切。这是一个极大的属天智慧。
If God calls you, He will be responsible for everything. If you're willing to obey and follow His command, you will be blessed.
当我被神呼召的时候，我也面对着许多的困难。
When I was called by God, I faced many difficulties.
那神也给我同样的话语，你当刚强壮胆。
And God gave me this word also, be strong and courageous.
那这也是这篇讲章的由来。
And this is how the sermon came about.
那下面我要给大家讲一个真实的故事，一个在九十年代的年轻的大学生。也是我们的同学走向全职侍奉主的故事。
I want to tell a story about a friend of mine who was a student in the 90s also.
在九十年代，宣教士进入中国的大学，开始了校园查经班。
Missionaries came into college and started doing Bible study.
一对年轻的这样的学生，他们就被主圣灵感动。进入查经班，开始学习神的话语。
So there are a couple. They started going to Bible study to learn God's word.
当他们毕业的时候，神的呼召临到他们。
When they graduated, God called them.
他们要全职的跟随主走天路。
And they should do full-time ministry for God.
那个年代，大学生被称为天之骄子。
And at that time, the students were pretty much the top.Cream of the crop.
当你毕业的时候，会找到很好的工作，你的前途有无限广阔的前景。
When they graduate, they could probably get the best jobs and become really prominent.
他们为主放弃这一切， 但是他最大的拦阻就是来自家庭的拦阻。
They were willing to give this up for God, but the biggest hindrance was from their families.
他的父亲听到他要去传道，就非常气愤地说：“我要跟你断绝父子关系。”
His father was going to say that I would disown you if you become a full-time minister.
他的母亲也非常气愤，流着泪对他说：“我们让你生下来，我们付了多大的代价。”
And the mom was very unhappy, was crying, saying, "We did so much for you, and now you're going to become this."
原来他的出生有一个故事。中国那个年代实行计划生育，她的怀孕是属于一个意外。
In China, there's only a one-child policy, and when he was born, actually, it was an unexpected pregnancy.
她的父亲是大队党支部书记，为了响应党的号召，他们就要去做人工流产。
And since his father was an important official, so they were going to actually try to get rid of the baby.
他的父亲带领母亲走进了医院，他的母亲躺进了病房，他的父亲就在外边一圈一圈的踱步，一根一根的抽烟。
And they were going into the performing the abortion. And as his mother was lying in the, on the patient table, father was outside smoking and just walking.
就在最后一秒钟，他的父亲冲进了手术室，拉起他的母亲，这个孩子我们要了，大队党支部书记的职位我不做了。
So at the last second, his father rushed into the hospital and told his mom, "We should keep this baby. I will give up this important official position, but we're going to keep the baby."
他就这样出生了。
So that's how he was born.
从此以后，他的父亲被免去了职位，他的家庭的生活一落千丈，他们开始贫穷起来。
So because they followed through to have the baby, his father lost his official position and their family situation went downhill after that.
当他毕业的时候，他要去全职传道，他的父母是何等的伤心。
So when he announced that he was going to become a full-time minister, his parents were really, really sad.
他的父母说，我们省吃俭用的节省下钱来供你读大学，为的是让你将来能够找到好工作，能够报答父母的养育之恩。
All the sacrifices we made for you, saving the money so that you can, you can become this, could have a bright future, and now you're going to do this.
当他们出来做传道人的时候，父母真的跟他们断绝了关系，他们没有钱，也不知道前面要往哪里走。
So when they insisted on still becoming full-time ministry, his parents disowned him, and they had no money. They didn't know what to, no future, but they're just following God.
他们想结婚，他们用仅有的钱租了一个十平米的小房间。
They friends loaned them money, and they rented a small flat for their marriage.
当他们打开那个房间的门的时候，里面空荡荡的，连一个家具没有，连一张床也没有。
Yeah, when they opened the apartment, there was no furniture, not even a bed.
他们跟随主的道路就是从这里开始。
That's how they followed God. That's how they started.
就在这时，九个宣教士，他们集体集资，为他们买来了上好的彩电、结婚的戒指和一切的家具。
So it was the missionaries who pulled their money together to give them a wedding ring, furniture, so that they can live.
他们满心感恩地向神献上感谢，他们立志要一生跟随主。
And they were so thankful, they promised God they're going to follow God forever.
神的恩召有何等的指望，神的丰富的恩典有何等的浩大。
How amazing is God's provisions and promise as we follow him.
后来他的父母在一个营会上也被宣教士带领信主。
And later their parents actually came to the Lord in a retreat also.
让我们一起来明白和领受经历神的恩典。
So let us all experience God's provisions and promise.
God can do. God can do what we ask. God can do what we imagine. God can do all we ask and imagine. God can do more than all we ask or imagine. God can do immeasurably more than all we ask and imagine. Amen.
Amen.
God can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the power that is at work within us. 以弗所书三章二十节，让我一起来读这节经文。
Yeah, this is Ephesians 3, verse 20. Let's read it out together. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
我特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们背一下这节经文来，这是神给我们的应许和保障。
I encourage brothers and sisters to memorize this verse because this is God's promise for us.
好，下面让我们来看经文的第二个部分，就是领袖的回应。我请大家一起来读经文的十到十五节。
Okay, so let us read. Go back to Joshua chapter 1. Let's read verse 10 through 15. The response of Joshua, the leader. So let's read it out together. Okay. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here and go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own." But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribes of Manasseh, Joshua said, "Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, 'The Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land.' Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord give them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise."
在这六节的经文中也有一个主角，我请大家猜一下这个主角是谁。
There's also a main character in these six verses. I want to ask you to guess who the main character is.
就是领袖约书亚。
It's the leader Joshua.
领袖的坚定信靠是我们得胜的第二个确据。
The second condition for blessing is the leader's following God.
回应呼召，约书亚坚定信靠，迅速行动，全体动员。
So he's willing to, when he hears God's word, he's willing to obey promptly and be steadfast in trust of the Lord.
当约书亚领受神的呼召之后，他开始积极的筹备，他用众官长吩咐百姓预备食物，可谓兵马未动，粮草先行。
So after he had God's word, he told the leaders to get ready right away to get the provisions ready to cross the Jordan River.
接下来，约书亚做了一个特别惊讶的宣告，他说三日内要渡过约旦河，得神所赐的应许之地。
And Joshua said this, in 3 days we'll cross the Jordan and claim the land that God has given us.
试想想以色列有几百万之众，那么三日内渡河是何等的匆忙，他们要准备食物，打点行装，三日内实在是太紧张。
Since the Israelites had more than 1 million people, including wives and children, it must be very difficult to make sure that all these people can cross within 3 days with their provisions.
在这里, 圣经让我们看见一个如火如荼的场面。 以色列人全体动员, 准备进入应许之地。
So God gave us, the Bible gives us a picture of this whole Israelite army getting ready to go into the promised land.
这样火热的场面, 使得以色列人充散了对迦南巨人的恐惧心理。
As they're doing the, as they're getting ready with the provision and everything, they don't have time to think about the giants they'll be facing across the river.
约书亚动员全以色列民参战，他对河东的两个半支派说，大能的勇士要一起参战。
So Joshua activated everybody, and for the 2.5 tribes to receive land east of Jordan, he activated their warriors.
神是以色列民为一个整体，这是约书亚记中的第二个神学要点。
Oh, this is the second theological point.
神是以色列人为一个整体。好，最后我们来看百姓的回应。那在这三节的，我们一起来读下面的最后的三节经文，也就是第16节到第18节，我们一起来读。Okay,
now we go to the third part, which is verse 16 through 18. The response of the people of Israelites. So let's read it out together. Then they answered Joshua, "Whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obey Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous."
在这三节的经文中，我们看见了另一个主角，就是众百姓。So
the third main character in this story is the people, the Israelite people.
众百姓做顺服的典范，这是我们得胜的第三个确据。So
the third condition for blessing is the obedience of the people to the leader.
百姓的完全顺服。
The total obedience to the leader assures victory.
众百姓效法先辈们的榜样，顺服领袖等于顺服神。
So if we obey our leaders, we're obeying God, and this would be a bring blessing.
众百姓也鼓励约书亚说：“你当刚强壮胆。”
And the Israelite people actually encouraged Joshua to just be strong and courageous also.
最后我们来总结一下今天的信息。约书亚记的第一章向我们展现了一个重要的画面，让我们看见一个非常合一的体系，就是神、领袖和众百姓的合一。So
let's summarize the Joshua 1 together. We see a beautiful picture of the unity of God, a leader, and the Israelite people.
神赐应许，领袖信靠，百姓顺服。
So the three conditions to ensure victory are the calling of God, the leader's trust and response, and also the complete obedience of the people.
圣经用了九节的经文，以神为第一主角。 向我们讲明了得胜的第一个确据，就是神的呼召和应许。So
the first 9 verses talk about the role of God and how the importance of His promise.
圣经用了六节的经文，以领袖为第二个主角，向我们陈述了得胜的第二个应许，就是领袖的信靠与行动。So
the second important condition is the leader's trust and prompt response to God's calling in the next 6 verses.
圣经用了三节的经文，以百姓为主角，向我们陈述了得胜的第三个确据，就是百姓的顺服。So
the last 3 verses talk about the obedience of the people to ensure this victory.
这样的一个合一的体系就是我们得胜的根本保障。这样的合一体系也向我们宣告了约书亚记最终必然得胜的结果。
So the unity of God, the leader, and the response of the people ensures a victory as promised by God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来思考，什么是今天神给我们的命令和应许。
So brothers and sisters, let us think about what is God's promise for today.
神为了我们的今天给了我们什么样的命令，又赐下了怎样的应许。我们一起来读下面的经文，大使命。
So let us think about what God has called us to do in the Great Commission.
好，我们一起来读下面的经文大使命，好，请。
So let us read the Great Commission together in Matthew 28. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
神呼召约书亚去得地，呼召我们每一个基督徒去得人。
So God called Joshua to the promised land. God called us to be fishers of men.
主的应许之一就是与你们同在，直到这世界的末了。
God's promise that He will be with us till the very end of the age.
我们也来看下面这段经文，主的应许与我们同在。
So let us read this passage together of God's promise of His presence to be with us in John 14. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you.
我们来看神给我们的第二个应许。
Let's look at the second promise of God for the Great Commission.
平安。
Peace I live with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
我们来看神给我们的第三个应许。
Let's look at the third promise of the Lord. Okay, in 1 John 5:4, For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
神也给我们一个命令，给了我们三个应许。
So God gave us a command, but also gave us three promises.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，听了今天的信息，你是否愿意执行神的命令，也抓住神的应许？
Brothers and sisters, when you heard the message today, are you willing to grab onto God's promise and follow Him?
你是否愿意像约书亚一样带领你的全家坚定信靠迅速的行动？
Are you like Joshua, bring your whole family into the promised land?
你是否也像以色列众百姓一样有一个顺服的心智，做顺服的典范？
Are you willing to be obedient?
但愿今天的信息能够帮助我们属灵生命的成长，在履行主的大使命上得着这属天的智慧，承接着使命，能得到这样的应许。
Let us follow God and follow His command and hold on to His promise that we could be blessed in the Great Commission.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们愿意有这样的一个心智，这就是今天信息带给你的一个提醒。
If you have this heart, then this is a reminder from God's word.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，借着今天这样的宝贵信息。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these precious words.
让我们再一次思想你托付给我们的大使命。
We can think of the great commission that you've given us.
让我们做一个爱主的人，能够看见这意象，承接这使命。
That we could be your people of God to hold on to your vision and hold on to your word.
让我们去做一个传你福音的人。
That we spread the gospel for you.
在你的应许中建造我们的生命。
In your promise to build, make disciples.
我们要像约书亚一样，带领我们的教会，带领我们的全家，坚定信靠而迅速行动。
I want to be like Joshua to hold on to your promise to respond to your calling and to hold on steadfast to you.
我们也要像那百姓一样，有一个顺服的心智，能够跟随主你的带领。
We want to be like the people, Israelite people, to be total obedience to you.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.